Hey friends.
How's it going?
So today we are sharing Alana and Niall's mini wedding.
Yep.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job.
Thanks. So they got married at Whitehall Estate up in Northern Virginia.
Bluemont. Michael thinks that Northern Virginia is all one place.
It's pretty much anywhere north of Fredericksburg and south of Maryland, I think, is Northern Virginia. And then
it totally
east
is.
To the water,
but it's
and
like
west
massive.
To West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Bluemont is gorgeous.
Bluemont is beautiful.
The drive up was just spectacular. It was like the perfect time of year to get married there. The trees were insane.
The temperature was perfect as well.
The temperature was perfect. It was a perfect day.
It was beautiful. But yeah, they are planning to get married or, you know, continue the party next year
like
at Bluemont as well.
Yeah. So it was just her immediate family and bridal party members that attended. So I think it was like 19 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there early, as we always do on a wedding day, just to kind of like get our bearings.
And a mini wedding day.
And a mini wedding any day. And so we just were shooting some details of the building, which is just gorgeous, walking around, stepping on all the, what was the fruit? There were persimmons.
Persimmons, yes.
Niall wanted to make sure that I knew that, I feel like.
Yeah, he did.
Persimmons that were like all over the grounds. It was just really beautiful. Anyway, so we were taking details and stuff, and I texted the maid of honor, which is actually a past bride of ours, saying like, hey, we're here, just checking in, because they were running a little bit late. They weren't there yet. And she was like, you know, we're on our way. And what we didn't realize is that all 19 guests and Alana and Niall came on like a party bus.
Yeah.
Like rented like a limousine bus.
Which I think is so fun.
And their dog.
And their dog, yeah.
Which I think is so fun.
But their dog wasn't on the party bus. The dog came before.
Oh, he
no,
came separately.
He was, yeah, I don't think they're allowed.
Oh, okay.
That would have been even more fun.
I know, I figured that. I was like, wow, they left the dog on? anyways, so they all came on the bus and arrived at the same time. And then Alana like ran to the back of the house to the bridal suite, put on her dress the fastest I have ever seen a bride get ready.
Did two first looks in 10 minutes.
Yeah, had a really sweet moment with her mom after getting her dress on, an adorable first look with her dad, and then stepped right outside the bridal suite doors to the beautiful property and had a first look with Niall.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We'd never shot there before, but they have like a number of different ceremony spots around what it looks like. There's a couple different arbors outside, and then people, I think, also do it in front of the actual building.
Mm-hmm.
But Alana and I decided to do it facing towards like the mountains.
Rolling
behind.
Hills.
Yeah, rolling hills of fall color. Yeah.
Yeah, so what was funny is right after their first look, they were kind of like, so we were going to do bridal party pictures. Should we do that? Should we do our ceremony? Because when you only have 19 people, you can kind of just decide what to
whatever
do.
And they all came on the same bus. They can't leave without you.
Everyone's here. And so, you know, just like on the spot, they were deciding what their timeline was, which was just really sweet.
Yeah.
Because they were running late. So they did their ceremony, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Also
officiated by our past bride.
Yeah.
And maid of honor. Really cute.
Yep, and videoed by another past or future bride.
Yes,
did you see that? She was like holding her phone
up
to be able to let people see. I think that's so sweet. We usually hate when people have their phones out during ceremonies, just to be able to like, hey, like just enjoy it, and we'll take pictures for you.
Mm-hmm.
Promise we'll share. But I love seeing everybody like videoing in people that weren't able to be there.
Well, I think also people videoing in aren't like holding their phone right in the middle of the aisle, you know,
was,
trying to get the photo.
She
They're
was
just
like
trying to
her chest
exactly.
The whole time.
She,
you could tell
like,
she was trying.
I don't want to make this note.
But Niall's family is actually from Ireland, and
mm-hmm.
so they weren't able to all travel over.
Mm-hmm.
I think, which is probably one of the big reasons they decided to make it so small this year.
Yeah.
Aside from COVID.
Yeah.
But anyways, so they were able to like see and watch, which I think was really special.
Yeah.
Anywho, their ceremony, which was officiated by our past bride, which was so sweet. I love when people pick like family and friends to be a part of their wedding in that way. Mm-hmm. I think officiants that are just like become an officiant for that one day are our favorite weddings, yeah, for sure. I wish that we had done that kind of. Well, we sort of did have a friend, but she was a priest, mm-hmm, or minister.
Yeah, pastor. I'm not sure. Anyways, so after their ceremony, we decided to do their bridal pictures and then go straight into, oh no, we did family and then bridal pictures.
Right, but again, it was just so sweet. Now it's just like, all right, let's do family. Yeah, that's right. So you guys just like walk over here, but like everybody hang out. You know, mm-hmm, it was just so relaxed and laid back, which, yeah, I think is one of the coolest parts about these like mini weddings, mm-hmm, is that it's like just the stress is just so much lower.
Right, exactly. So we did their family, we did their bridal party on two different sides because you couldn't really choose a bad spot to take a photo of them.
Yeah.
And then we did Alana Nile real quick.
Because the sun was gone.
The sun was disappearing.
You said before sunset, but it was post sunset.
Well, also when you're surrounded by the mountains too, the sun's going to drop faster. True. Right? So you're not going to have as much light on, yeah, there. But
yeah, because they were running a little bit late, everything kind of got pushed. And so we did take some pictures in like essentially the dark, mm-hmm, but they're some of my favorite ones.
Yeah,
they were really pretty.
Yeah, and
Michael got to do a flash one.
Yeah, a couple flash ones
loves,
like in front of the building with flashes on each side. It's gonna be awesome. You'll see it here. So, anyways, they just after that they went into their dining.
Yeah.
And they set up this beautiful. And I don't know if it's catered by Whitehall or if it was a separate caterer or not.
I think Whitehall caters.
But it was amazing. Like the tableware was beautiful. It was just one long table.
He's saying it's amazing because Alana and Niall, yeah, even though they only had 19 people, invited, mm-hmm, us to sit at the table with them and have, yeah, dinner and stay.
So we were with the we were sitting at the bride and groom's table. I mean, so it was everybody else,
which
but
like we're special.
Yeah, we
but
are.
No. It was just so sweet of them.
Yeah.
To have us come and sit down with them for the meal, and it was the best meal ever.
Yeah.
Like, it was delicious.
Yeah, there was steak and crab cakes, and Lord normally just passes the steak to me, and I will pass some of my crab cake to her. But she ate like I think 99% of her steak.
Right, and I don't eat red meat. No. And it was so good. Anyways, so that was really sweet of them. Mm-hmm. And then they just like dinner was over, they hopped on the bus and went to another party. So
yeah.
I just, it was such a fun day. I don't know if I've said it. I have a million thousand times, but I'm loving mini weddings.
Yeah.
Like, I know that it sucks and it's terrible that people are having to change their plans and readjust and not be able to have everybody that they want there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's so cool that people are able to have these intimate, just casual, not so stressed. I say casual, but Alana looked fierce. Her dress was insane.
Yeah, the
gorgeous.
Guys all had like
the
bow tie
suits
tuxes.
Were insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were so gorgeous. The, mm, bridesmaids' dresses were fab. Like everyone looked flawless.
Yeah.
But it was just such a calm, like just relaxed day. Even running late, like, mm-hmm, you'd think that their dresses would be super high, but it was just it's lovely.
Yeah.
And then you still get to have the huge party a year later, which I think is so fun. Like,
right,
what a cool way to celebrate your first anniversary. So
yeah.
Anyways, enjoy some of our favorites from their mini wedding.
Yeah. Congrats, you guys. Yeah.